Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Vav, excuse me, Klal Dalet Simen Vav, and we're talking about Tamiris. And we mentioned the question about saying the Shem Hashem in Zemiros. Is there a concern for interruption? So first of all, we have to point out that the Chayodim in Klal Hay, Simen Beis, says that a person does not need to say a full pasuk in order to say the Shem Hashem, as long as the Shem Hashem is not said levatola. There's an issur in Chazal that a person cannot say Shem Shemayim levatola, Shem Shemayim for which is unused, there's no purpose. And the more learns is out from the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. A person has to have an awe from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So part of the awe that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu is we don't say his name for no reason. It has to be said in a proper context. But a proper context does not necessarily require a full pasuk, the Chayavim says. As long as the phrase that the person is saying is intelligible, and therefore the Shem Hashem has a valid purpose, that's not considered Shem Shemayim L'Batalo. But is there a concern when I start saying say the Shem Hashem during Zemiris that maybe I'll be interrupted and it will come out not being said in the proper context, and therefore it will be a concern of being L'Batalo? This seems to be supported by a Gemara in the Dorim and Daf Yudam Abayz. The Gemara says that the person was making a korban. He should not say Lashem korban, Lashem oilo. He should say oilo Lashem or korban Lashem, because we're concerned he'll say Lashem and then not finish off the phrase. So we see a scenario where a person says Hashem Hashem, and we have a concern that he might not complete the phrase. So does that apply to elsewhere? Now there's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Person says the pasuk, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. A person should not pause because we're afraid that the person will not say the full pasuk." The Gemara says that's not a concern. If the person plans to say the full pasuk, even though the person stops and takes a breath in the middle, that's not a problem. The Gemara continues and says that when a person says Kaddish Yehishmei Rabba Barach, he shouldn't say Yehishmei Rabba and then pause before Mevorach, or Yehishmei and then Rabba Mevorach. The Gemara shouldn't pause. The Gemara says it's not a problem because he's planning to continue. So this halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The person should not pause there. And the Gemara says you could pause there. The answer to the Gemara in Sukkah is referring to taking a breath in the middle, not pausing. Person will actually pause, the phrase does not sound intelligible. That is not appropriate. But if a person just needs to take a breath, that's not considered a pause. And it's okay since the person plans to continue. So we do see that a person should not say the phrases of psukim or of tefillah in a way which is not intelligible. That is a concern. Would it be considered Shem Shemayim L'Batala? The more says, since you plan to continue, it's not Shem Shemayim L'Batala. So a person plans to continue, even if they pause, not necessarily in the best way during the Zemiris, that would not be a problem. So sometimes the tune causes for a pause, which is not necessarily correct in the actual phraseology of the pasuk, but that would not be a problem. But interrupting, if the phrase is would end up being saying the Shem Shemayim not in context, that would be a problem. But are we concerned about this possibility? So that's going back to the Gemara Nedarim. What's the concern over there? The Gemara says the concern over there, according to many Mefarshim, that the concern over here is the person might decide to take this animal and designate it as a korban and then regret that before he finishes his thought. Lashem Chatos, Lashem Korban, he says Lashem and then he changes his mind. But in the case of a person there's no reason to believe that a person will change their mind. The before Shimon the Gemara asked for the question, Boaz says to the Kaitzrim, Hashem Imochem. So how is he allowed to say Hashem Imochem? Maybe he'll say Hashem and then not say Imochem. The answer is it's obvious. He plans to give him a bracha. He plans to continue. There is a chassam sefer which learns the Gemara differently, but that is the basic understanding of the Gemara. So Lamaisa, a person should not interrupt in the middle of, when he says the same Hashem, he should not interrupt in the middle of his mirus, unless it's the phrase where the Shem Hashem was said was clearly intelligible, and therefore it was said in the proper, with the proper respect. We are not concerned that the person will intentionally do that, and the person is allowed to say the Shem Hashem without the fear that he might, by mistake, interrupt, because he does plan to finish. The person should preferably not pause in a way where we lose context from the phrase. That is an issue, but the taking a breath or something of that sort, where the person has intent to continue, would not be problematic. Have a good day.